Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Total Information AM. It's 9:08 with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX. With the cost of everything on the rise, many parents may be putting in extra hours or working extra jobs. Or are they? For working parents with children, the cost of daycare has always been an issue. But according to the U.S. Department of Labor's National Database of Child Care Prices, child care expenses are untenable for families throughout the country. Some families are spending as much as 19% of their income on it. Joining us is the Department of Labor's Women's Bureau Director, Wendy Chun-Hoon, and we appreciate you being with us on KMOX. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. This might be a two-pronged problem. First, it's difficult for parents to find reliable care for their children. During the pandemic and coming out of it, we heard from many parents who didn't know what they were going to do with their kids when they had to go back to work. And then there's the price. So on average, what are Americans paying, Wendy?
Yeah, too much. the database that we have built really collects information on prices all across the country. So these are, you know, some 2,300 counties across the United States, and put them together for the first time in a major database that allows everybody across the country to be able to access these prices. And the bottom line for your listeners in St. Louis is for infant center-based care, it's roughly more than 21% of a median family's income. If you've got preschoolers in center-based care, it's still a good more than 15% of a median family income. So bottom line is we're paying too much.
Wendy, a lot is being said about why people aren't going back to work, with employers having millions of job openings going unfilled. How much of that do you think is due to child care? Because people have to make that decision. Is it even worth going back to work and paying that big of a chunk for someone to watch the kids?
Yeah, it's a multi-part problem for sure. I think what we have been tracking, certainly at the Department of Labor and of interest to the Women's Bureau and all working parents across the country, during the first year of the pandemic, 1.5 million moms with kids under the age of 13 left the workforce. So that was a really unique moment when schools closed, obviously for in-person learning, and a lot of childcare providers also had to close their doors. And those numbers have improved, gotten a little bit better, but we're not back to full employment yet for women and certainly for parents, mothers. But another angle to this is we are still down, as of the latest data, we're still down childcare employment. It's still 7.5% below where it was at the beginning of the pandemic. And a lot of these jobs are jobs where women work and want to be able to come back to full recovery. So it is both the price that families are paying and the cost of childcare, but really also about women's employment across the country.
Wendy, do we need a federal investment, and how do we accomplish that?
I think what this database shows is that that's the only way we're going to get there is with a significant federal investment. That really could lower prices for families across the country and really absolutely help to improve labor force participation for parents who are looking to go back to work. I also think, back to that multi-pronged issue that I talked about, that is a real opportunity to increase wages for childcare workers themselves, again, many of whom are women.
Yeah, just looking at the interactive map on your website, I know you this probably encompasses infant care and preschool. But in St. Louis County, I'm sure folks listening right now would be interested to know, the median cost is $12,448 a year, or 11.6% of income. In St. Louis City, it's even higher, $15,865 a year, or 16.7% of income. So when we talk about that, I mean, it has a big impact on people who earn a decent wage, but an even greater impact for the men and women who maybe make minimum wage, or, you know, who are low earners. How do they afford that?
Absolutely. And Carol, I would say, point out to your listeners that the prices that you're seeing in those really cool interactive maps that are very easy to sort of scroll over and hover over and see what the price of childcare is in your county, that is for one child. So if you think about it, and I know this from personal experience, nearly one out of three families who have a kid under the age of six have two or more kids in this age group, which means that the prices you're looking at on the map are really for one child only. Imagine, you know, where you have two or more in that same age group. And then what I would say is, in some analysis that the Women's Bureau did, really is mothers who are bearing the brunt of this impact. So this is true, again, as you look across the country, in counties that have higher childcare prices, maternal employment rates are lower. And this is true even in places where there are higher wages earned. So the bottom line is, you know, making more money is simply not enough to fully overcome the negative impact of high prices for childcare.
Is this happening in other countries? Why are we so low? Aren't other wealthy nations contributing more?
I think when you look on average, the United States is not investing as much as it could or should by comparison. I do think that's true.
Yeah, I was looking around and it says there was a New York Times article that said on average, rich nations contribute $14,000 a year for a toddler's care, and the U.S. average is $500. So I know that there was legislation last year, at least, to address some of this. I don't know that it went anywhere. Do you know what the success of that proposal was to especially help low earners with childcare?
This is an issue that's going to keep coming before Congress until it gets tackled. And what I think the value of a database like this is just making it plain for every county across the country, childcare prices are too out of range for working families. So the issue will continue to be elevated and keep coming back, and especially important for our lawmakers to consider.
All right. Well, it is certainly food for thought, and I'm sure every person listening right now who has or has had a child in daycare has thought about, why is it so expensive? Well, we really appreciate the information, and keep us updated if there's any movement on your end on this.
Carol and Tom, thanks so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Who host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.